ಜಯ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಕುಂಜಲ ಹರಿ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನವಾಳವ ಗಿರಿವಾರ ದಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನವಾಳವ ಗಿರಿವಾರ ದಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನಂದನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜನಕೀರಾಚಾರಿ ಚಂಗನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಮ ಜಯ ರಾಜಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ this 9th canto chapter 9 text 33 the dynasty of the Amshuman. Devam karuna bashinya Brahmana. Looks like I have something missing here. Vilapantya. अनंतवत् व्याघ्रः पशु इवाखदत् सौदशः सपा मोहितः इवं करुणा वाशिना विलपन्त्या अनन्तवत् वाग्रह पशु इवाखदत् सौदसा सपमोहितः इवा करुणा वाशिया विलपन्त्या अनन्तवत् व्याघ्रः पशु इवाखदत् सौदसा सप मोहिता इवं करुणा वाशिन्या विलपन्त्या अनन्तवत् व्याघ्रः पशु इवाखदत् सौदस्या सप्पं मोहिता. Please repeat. Evam Corona Basunya. Leopantia Antaba. Anyone else? We'll do the synonyms. Ivam, in this way. Karuna, wife, was speaking very pitifully. Vilapantya, lamenting severely. Anantavat, exactly like a woman who has no protector. Vyagraha, a tiger. Pashum, prey, animal. Iva, like. Akhadat, at, or ate, up. Saudashaha, King Saudasha. Shapya, by the curse. Mohitaha, because of being condemned. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada Ki. Being condemned by the curse of Vishistha, King Saudasa devoured the Brahmana exactly as a tiger eats its prey. Even though the Brahmana's wife spoke so pitifully, Saudasa was unmoved by her lamentation. Purport. This is an example of destiny. King Saudasa was condemned by the curse of Vishistha, and therefore, even though he was well qualified, he could not restrain himself from becoming tiger-like Rakshaksha. For this was his destiny. Ta labhyate dukhavad anyataha sukham. This is Bhagavatam 1.5.18. No, Bhagavad Gita 1.5.18. As one is put into distress by destiny, destiny can also put one into a happy situation. Destiny is extremely strong, but one can change destiny if one comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Karmani nirdat hati kintu chad bhakti bhajam. Brahma Samhita 5.54. Om Gyanam Tanaman Hasya Gyana Jana Shalakya Chakchurum Minitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadam Mayam Dadati Swapadatikam Bandeham Shri Garo Shri Yuta Patakavalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakra Chata Sahagana Raghunatha Habitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vatsakavitamscha He Krishna Karunam Sundo Dino Bandhu Jagatpite Gopija Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrinda Banishwiri Vrishabhanu Stute Devi Parinami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupa Kuru Prishcha Kripa Sundu Vihipacha Patitinam Padna Bibyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, I want to thank everyone for coming today, and I'm hoping that you will bless me that I say something substantial. And this is very interesting pastime. As we start out, that there's this desire to bring Ganga to this world, Earth. But Ganga is somewhat concerned that there won't be sufficient ability to keep her waters from penetrating the Earth planet. So many kings attempted to do that. They weren't able to do so. They did the austerities, but they left their bodies. And then this service came down to Lord Shiva. So now we're looking at this situation where King Maharaj Saudasa, he's a little error that occurred in this particular pastime with him, all because he was a great fighter. He defeated and killed one Rakshasa, and the brother of that Rakshasa that he allowed to leave decided he was going to get a little payback. That seems to be our material environment. We see that even politically. We see that one party comes in office and another one comes in and they want to undo what the previous party did. And it doesn't matter principle, ethics, anything of this nature. They just simply think, you know, let me take an opportunity just to destroy this other person. We'll just uproot everything. So we have this situation with, Rakshasa. He was so disturbed, envious, and vengeful that he wanted to exact some punishment because of the death of his brother. So not knowing that he's a benefactor, right, in this kingdom, and this king was so diligent in performing his duties that there was all auspiciousness, you know, that was happening in the kingdom. So, but this is the nature of a demoniac mentality, you know. They will forego any good thing that's beneficial for them and others just so that they can exact some revenge. So we see that here's a situation where this particular demon is posing as a cook. And he decides, what is the worst thing that I can do? Right? And we should think about this. What is the worst thing that can happen to a devotee? Worst thing, right? Is that we lose our principles, right? In this case, we're looking at human flesh being served. And Vishishta Muni, he can perceive this, right? And what happens to him? This is a symptom of lack of compassion, right? Simplicity. And we often hear this in the books of Bhaktivedanta Swami. He talks about these leadership for higher consciousness. So we see even a muni is supposed to be a leader. There's supposed to be higher consciousness there. But for the sake of the pastime, we have circumstances, material circumstances, right? We read in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, you know, Krishna is saying there's some fault in every endeavor. So we're seeing a major fault take place here. So as a result of this offense, we get really flicked off. You, but I can relate very easily to this situation. You get so angry, krodha, right? Krodha bhavati sammoha, right? We get this anger that just drags us down into the material world, you know, pool. We get so angry. So as a result of that anger, we see this progression of things. And it starts out with what? Lust desire. Heavy lust desire. Right? So as a result of this, dhyayato vishayam pumsa sangyateshu vidyayate sangat sanjayate kama krodha vidyayate. So we have this object. And this for kshatriyas, it's winning. We see it in our current political climate, it's winning. I have this lust, I have this attachment. And if I can't win, then I must destroy everything that's in my purview. Let me destroy. So we're seeing this destruction. But for us, for the devotees, we're seeing this pastime, right? We're seeing this nice pastime so that we can relate to the personalities, right? And understand where our lack of compassion, where our lack of duty. And then the key word in here, as Prabhupada talks about, is destiny. How do we fight destiny? You know, if you ever go to some palm reader or some astrologer and they're saying, oh, you have this in your past and you have these things that are coming into your life. You have these effects of the moon and planetary situation. You know, currently we're dealing with what they call the Mercury retrograde, right? So we're seeing these impacts and they have an impact. So what is the insulation from that, as Prabhupada's saying? You know, Krishna consciousness, practicing the science of Krishna, right? There may be some impact, even if you don't specifically feel anything, because of your compassion for others, you're disturbed, right? This is one of the qualities of a devotee, you know? He's unhappy when he sees others unhappy. And he's happy when he's seen others happy. But we can see with the demoniac class, they're happy when the whole world is burning. Like, it's like Nero, right? You know, Rome is burning. So it's kind of like that. So we have this opportunity to understand how destiny impacts us. Now, by destiny, we're all here today, right? But it's more on a divine line. It's a lane. It's like being on the Dan Ryan and the Eisenhower. You know, you have so many lanes. And as you drive on there, you say, well, this person's driving so erratic. And then there may be a commuter lane, right? You get a commuter lane. Everybody's driving. There's conversation in the car, you know, this kind of thing. So you can see people as they travel in their particular domains, their bodies, right? The shell, as I call living inside the box, because body's simply a box. You know, we go to Home Depot or Lowe's or maybe U-Haul, right? And we go get boxes. What do we get boxes for? To put things in, right? So we essentially are in this box called the body. Now, if you notice that when you want to get a box, there's small boxes, right? There's big boxes, right? They come in different sizes, and they come in different colors, right? So we have you can get a beige box, you can get a white box, you can get a black box, right? Yeah. Usually the black boxes are the ones who carry all the information after a crash. You know, you want to retrieve all this information. But the point is that you see so many boxes, right? So we're living in, we make a whole arrangement, a domestic arrangement in our box. So in our bodies, we have a lamp in this corner, right? We have a coffee table in this corner, right? We have our magazines underneath the coffee table, right? And then we have our TV directly in front of us, right? And we have our little cup holders. So this is how we arrange our box. This is the attachment, right? This is the destiny because of past activity that bring us to these particular boxes that we're living in. So we see the king, because he has all good qualities, simply because of this curse, right? He has to endure the circumstances as a result of being in this predicament. I'm a king, but what is the best way to degrade me? It's that I serve meat to my guests. It's an offense, right? So he's very angry that he's cursed. Very, very angry. You know, maybe stepping ahead a little bit, but he's very angry. And he wants to do something about it because that's the Kshatriya nature. You do something to me, I'm going to do something to you. That's the way it's going to be, right? Well, we see that. We see that even, hopefully we won't have an episode today, but we see that if we get certain personalities to come, you know, into the temple, and it disturbs a little bit of our energy. That's also destiny. There's two things that are happening. One, we want to protect our environment. And two, the person coming in is getting something, right? They're getting some mercy, but also by getting the sauce, they get, as we say, they get some mercy, right? You have to come proper. So it's like with anything. So when we deviate from a proper plan, right? If I decide I want to get to the south side, and then I decide, well, the quickest way to avoid traffic, I'm going to go through Lake Michigan, right? I'll maybe take a surfboard, you know, I'll try to, and it turns out that the wind may be taking me, you know, further north instead of going south. So I make it difficult. So we deviate from a plan where the plan says, you give me directions, you take 94, you take, you know, you get onto 57, you know, this sort of thing. So we deviate from. So that's destiny. And so when we deviate, right, then destiny makes some adjustments, right? As we see then the Ishupanishad that, you know, we have a quota, right? We have this quota. And once we exceed that quota, then it has to come into balance. So what is that balance? There's some subtraction when we are trying to do addition, right? So when we do things that are offensive, we actually experience this mathematical equation, subtraction instead of addition. But when we are encompassed in the idea of Krishna consciousness and association, we actually experience addition with subtraction. That subtraction is the anarthas, things like that. The addition is the mercy that we get from the association of the devotees. So that's kind of important to understand destiny. So we can ask this question, is it our destiny to be here today? You could say yes. But the interesting difference between the destiny that you get when you are dealing with the material energy is that you have a choice here. This is a destined choice. I choose to be here today, I choose to be here tomorrow, or I choose to be at some other ashram like that. Versus if I choose not to be here, then your choice is removed and you become bombarded by the material energy. So if we think about this, and I think that Prabhupada said this, Brahmins would grab their thread and they would chant some things and maybe curse a person. You know, that was very common back then. So we're thinking, well, I can do the same thing. And I think of the story of salted bread. I don't know if anybody read that, the book Salted Bread. So, you know, the devotees were so angry. And I remember one devotee cursing a guard and all calamities happened. Now, this is not something that we do, but he was so disturbed, right, by his destiny. It's very terrible. You know, I happen to work in a prison. It's not as, like a gulag like that, but it's a psychological difficulties that you have. There's still oppression, but it's not like Joliet, which I drove by. It's not like Cook County Jail, where you have something like 12 to 15,000 people there. You know, that's an accident waiting to happen. It's so aggressive. And then the clientele, the population. So what we learn in Kali Yuga, that everybody's cursed. Everyone in Kali Yuga. So Prabhupada's saying this. What's the point of cursing you? Everyone's cursed to be in Kali Yuga. So there's no good qualities in this age. Not one. Yet there's an exception. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions that exception. We have the holy name. So we shouldn't take it for granted. Sometimes we do. So some were asking me, you know, people are asking me about your enthusiasm, you know, and chanting and dancing. Well, that's, if you're desperate for mercy, then you can be enthusiastic. You have to just realize, my situation is so bad, like this king, you know, that I'm forced to do things against my will because I'm cursed. So just imagine that he's taking up this Krishna consciousness process. He gets some mercy and he's able to get beyond addiction, affliction, right? And we have these things, right? Offenses, things we step on every day. You know, I'm thinking, hey, you're in the bathroom, there's a little ant, you know. And I'm thinking, I'm just now noticing I could have stepped on him, you know. So things like that. There's so many things that we just don't take into consideration that impact us in our destiny. But because we're always thinking, take the mercy. When you're engaged in some activities, everyone that's Krishna conscious, everyone can benefit that way. So we need to meditate on that a little bit about destiny, right? And then combining that fortune, right? So when there's fortune, there's what comes along with fortune? Krishna. Because fortune is the goddess, goddess of fortune. Shri. It's Lakshmi, right? So we have some fortune being here, even though we may not have a lot materially. Then again, we have a lot materially. It's being properly engaged. So our meditation, so we can all be like royalty. We can be kings. We can be queens, but we know how to properly engage. Maharaj, Ambarish, knowing how to engage everything, you know, properly, right? Our temple president and vice president, these are our kings or vice lords, things like that. So they have a certain level of opulence. And so they try to share that with the community, congregation. So there's another destiny. You can look at it that is my divine destiny. That's my Vaishnava destiny, to be able to share these things with so many different Vaishnavas and those who are aspiring to be Vaishnavas. Everyone is aspiring. I just think about maybe in some past life, I'm doing the same thing. I'm eating flesh. And I say past life, I mean maybe 45 years ago. You know, grew up here. And I'm thinking, you know, 4th of July, you know what you're going to do. You know what you're going to eat. You know, it's the same thing, right? And then I had another destiny, you know, hearing the holy name. And slowly, it's like putting a pill in water and it slowly dissolves and it starts to resolve, right? Some of the animus that I have for the environment I'm in. Because I'm always thinking, woe is me. Why me? Woe is me. Why is this happening? And if I really think about it, I'm like, it's because I made some type of offense. And the biggest one is just coming here. Coming into this dream world, right? Coming to Disneyland, right? A world of make-believe, right? So we have to understand this destiny that we're in. And then when we're seeing the other people and their predicament, their lack of principles, cleanliness, religiosity, truthfulness, you know, all these pillars, and we're standing on just one leg and barely, that leg shaking, we have to understand, I was just like them so many years ago, doing so many abominable things. And now the poison's coming out. You know, as Maharaj was telling a pastime of Kaliya, Krishna dancing on his head, and all this poison. Well, that's us. When we're dancing, right? When we're dancing, jumping up and down, think of it this way. I'm having the poison being stamped out of me. It's being knocked out of my head, right? Pushing, klesha, right? So these kleshas, these urges that we have, the urges to do all types of abominable things. When we come here and dance in communion, we were having these things push out of us. We're hitting the cartels, we're playing the drum, push. We're getting into a very nice meditation, push. What are we pushing? We're pushing all those anarthas out, and we're pulling, right? We're pulling Krishna in, right? Or actually, we're being pulled toward Krishna, right? Or you can say we're being pushed towards Krishna. So we're pushing one thing out, and then we're being pushed toward, right? It's a battle. It's our small battle. It's our battlefield, right? And the temple is supposed to be holy, right? So it's Kshetra. Right? Kshetra Gyan. Right? It's our field of knowledge, and we're supposed to apply it that way. So we can see everyone there. Arjuna, Krishna, us. We see ourselves. We're supposed to witness this pastime. That's our destiny. So I don't know how long do we? 8:30? Okay. So I don't know how I can emphasize that anymore, but we should be thinking about our destiny, right? We could be thinking about our tomorrow. What is my plan? Well, I plan on doing Harinam, right? Or I plan on going to a program. I want to be able to contribute something. So we're thinking about that. We can think about what I want to do after class, you know? We can meditate on our day and our tomorrow. A life in Krishna consciousness. That's our destiny. It's a divine destiny. So hopefully this particular shloka can really get us to reflect on our family destiny. You know, thinking about where I came from And this is where I am. I'm in the middle of the desert. And I know there's water not that far. Right? Nada. 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 So we know. Then there's also human form. Right? There's real humanity there. So this is what we're searching for. We're trying to get out of the Raksha box and into the Vaishya box. Raksha Vaishya. You know? So we're trying to move. We're trying to move. We're in the process of moving. This is moving day. We know the market is very, very good right now, right? Housing market is really good. This is good, right? The housing market is good. How much can I get from my house? Well, I sold my Raksha house, and now I'm moving into my Vaishya house, right? Very nice. It's a palace, right? Here's the palace right here, right? And look, this is our screen. This is our what we're looking at, right? We have these wonderful, beautiful, merciful deities, and if you stare at them long enough, they start to radiate. They're starting to connect with you, right? You stare at them long enough, and then they start to communicate. And what's that communication? Bliss, ananda, right? And then you start smiling, and you're looking, and you start getting this warm feeling. And then the next thing, you want to jump and dance and sing. This is what we have to remember. This is what we have to plant. These are the seeds, right? These are the seeds that we have to plant. So this is the destiny. This is real destiny. So we can transform what we have, right? We can transform this. So everyone that I've talked to, even myself included, oh, I'm just so fallen. Yeah. Okay, you're fallen. You fell. And like the commercial said, I've fallen. Now you can get up. Right? I know I was just talking about, if I can utter his name, James Brown, you know, he says, you gotta get up to get down. In this case, you gotta get down to get up. The principles of matter, right? What comes up goes down, but what goes down comes up. We are meant to be up. That's our eternal position. That's our constitution, is to be up. So now that we're down, we have all this room to travel. We have all this room to just, oh yeah, I remember that on my way down. Oh yeah, I remember that place. Yeah, I stayed there a little while. Now, and you keep moving. But I remember there's a better place. Right? Ishwaraha paramaha krishna sakchitananda vigraha adhadyadya govinda sarvakarana karanam. Right? We have this ananda, bliss, knowledge, eternality. Right? And we're connected with, you know, one who's the cause of all causes. So this causation is our destiny, but we don't have to follow the plan. It can be changed. Our material destiny, right, can be resolved through from moving from conditional to constitutional. And that's the idea. So what's our constitution? To be blissful, not to be fallen. That's our constitution. Our illusion is that we're fallen because we buy the video. We accept the illusion that I'm the body and I'm, you know, the circumstances. And that's going to happen to us. And then we have nice Vaishnavas to tell them it's okay. Right? You've been down, now you're going to get up. You just need to remember. Right? We need to remember. And that's part of this process. So, I'll open it up for some questions, comments, criticisms, insights, revelations. How do you vote? Yes, Prabhu.
Thanks for class.
Thanks for staying.
What is the difference between real enthusiasm and false enthusiasm?
It's a good question. What is the real difference between, or the difference between real enthusiasm and false enthusiasm? Oftentimes we become pretentious. For instance, I put on clothes. What is it in the Bhagavatam it says? I think it's in the Uddhava Gita. A pretty hat is no excuse for a homely face. So in other words, we do artificial things for enthusiasm. But as we know, utsaha nishtarya daryat, right? We actually have to practice enthusiasm, even if it's not genuine. So my guru would say, fake it till you make it. So it's a practice. So we're doing that. We're doing that with Krishna consciousness. We're not Krishna conscious. So we're having to practice Krishna conscious to become Krishna conscious. So that enthusiasm may not be there in full or genuine. In other words, you're feeling symptoms like bhava. Those are different stages. So, but you shouldn't fret that, you know, maybe I'm watching someone and they're not really enthusiastic. They're just going along. But it's contagious that way. We see that on Harinam. We see people who are, hey, they got a beer in their hand. Hey, Hare Krishna. They're trying to be enthusiastic, but they're actually trying to make fun, but they get benefit. So here's the interesting thing that you can resolve. If you are not genuine with your enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness, and you're actually being pretentious about it, you're still getting benefit. You're building the block to become enthusiastic. So we need to see, even in Krishna consciousness, I'm not Krishna conscious, but I'm working on it. And I may have some genuine feeling, like that kirtan was amazing. Or, I was doing pujari work, it was amazing. I sold so many books yesterday. It was amazing, right? And then you get a different day, you don't sell anything. So where's the enthusiasm? The excitement, if we take a step back from enthusiasm, the excitement comes opportunity. I have opportunity. Today, I don't know if it'll be good, I don't know if it'll be bad, but I know I'm doing a Krishna conscious activity, and either way, I'm going to make some progress. And I'm going to help somebody else make some progress. Because we don't always feel enthusiastic. How many of you felt enthusiastic about getting up this morning? Okay, right? Now I'm feeling I need rest. But I always think I want to dance with the devotees. I always think that. But I also know at my age, I need a rest. So there may be a reason because you're feeling enthusiastic. Maybe next week you don't feel so enthusiastic, right? There's circumstances. There are other things that come into the consciousness. So you don't always feel enthusiastic. That means we slide in and out of Krishna conscious. How many of you feel enthusiastic about chanting? How many of you feel enthusiastic about Ekadashi? How many of you feel enthusiastic about Nirjala Ekadashi? I do. Because I'm thinking, I'm so fallen. Here's an opportunity for mercy. So when you think how fallen you are, think about the opportunity for mercy. Ekadashi, dancing with devotees, waking up at, for Mangala Arati, right? The most auspicious time. Those are opportunities. You don't feel enthusiastic about it, but some days you do. You're feeling a freedom. So there's your dichotomy. But because you're in Krishna consciousness, there's always, even if you get up and you're not feeling it, you're going to make some progress, right? So for the karmi, it's a little different. That's the mode of passion. They get enthusiastic because of their passion. Oh, I love this artist, and this person was so great. And then they get on stage, and they don't sound like the record. I hate that. I'm not going to listen to this person again, right? That's enthusiasm. Enthusiasm means to have something sustainable. We are in the process of building sustainability and then building on sustainability. It's not just like I have a stable platform and it becomes just like a plateau. It doesn't grow. Our process is growth. Even at the platform, we grow. So material energy is static. Spiritual energy is dynamic. You have the dynamo. Right? You have the juggernaut. And they use that word, the juggernaut, right? This powerful force, this cart, this wheel, this personality. We have juggernaut, which they get that from, right? Is Krishna always enthusiastic? Absolutely. Oh, they're just standing there. No, we just can't see what they're doing. But when we sit there and look, then we start to see movement. We really say, I want to sing to you. And you start dancing, and then they enter you through the heart. Or it's another devotee. He's got so many unlimited ways to connect with you. So we can sit and talk about it. So many different ways to be enthusiastic. You know, you're sitting on a transcendental floor. You're sitting on a transcendental mat. You're sitting under transcendental light. Okay? You don't even know what's going on behind you, right? There may be small living entities. They're like, okay, I'm here. You know, I'm going to be human. They don't know that. You know, they get human life the next time. There's so many things. The flowers, right? The flower gardens. There's so many things. Wow. If I really think about it, look at how many things are going to benefit because of Krishna consciousness, because of something I did. Whether I was conscious of it or not, you could sit there and go, wow, this is great. That's appreciation, right? So through appreciation, you can have genuine enthusiasm. So find something if you want to connect. If you can't connect it consciously, then think about, let me think about something that I could appreciate. What would I be doing if I weren't in the temple? What was my life before that? And look at it now. I gave up so many nasty things to take on so many nice things. So, enthusiasm, fake it till you make it, and then actually experiencing real enthusiasm, and then building that enthusiasm. It grows. It's not static. It's dynamic. Did I answer your question? Hare Krishna. Anyone else? Hare Bol.
I was just thinking that is quite a sobering pastime of Maharaj Saudasa. Just to a person who is in a responsible position, and obviously, you know, it's in the lineage of saintly kings, and he himself, you know, was considered, you know, quite saintly in one sense. And he have a very elevated spiritual master, Vasishtha Muni, who, you know, is the spiritual master of the whole dynasty. So he's been there, you know, throughout all these great saintly kings. So, an extremely elevated personality. And although the king is... Krishna, sorry about that.
Tell him I said hi.
Although the king is... one second, let me just shut that. Although... he is not responsible necessarily what happened. He is responsible because he was in charge of, you know, he's the line ends, you know, on the head, no? So he get the brunt of the offense that was made to Vasishtha Muni. So the sovereign part is that now you have this personality with this qualities, nice qualities, you know, saintly qualities, and all of a sudden he, because of that offense, he loses the capacity to have even empathy, or you know, he's forced to do this horrible thing that, and have no remorse, because that's what the verse says, that
yes.
He didn't feel, you know, like any remorse about it. He just ate the guy even after the Brahmin lady, you know, made this case and tried to appeal to his higher nature.
Yes, yes.
He didn't, he was not moved at all, that's what he said. He was not moved.
He wasn't moved,
he just ate the guy.
Yeah.
In front of the wife. And so the sovereign power is, you know, what offense to a great personality, specifically a spiritual master, can do to a devotee. That you basically you know, even though may have built, you know, some qualities of a devotee, everything can be gone and you have no capacity of withstand, you know, that type of you know, sort of force to act in that sinful way.
Yeah.
So is I was thinking, wow, it's a horrible end of this, you know. One thing that we hear also later is that the curse of Vasishtha Muni is not a curse that goes forever on the guy. He has certain time frame. So you can see that the spiritual master is also doing something to teach this guy.
Exactly.
You know, but exactly. The process, that mistake and that learning, that lesson is very horrible. What this guy have to go through.
Well, I would think that this lesson, to some degree, is mild. Again, I reflect back to our life prior to Krishna consciousness, and we've had all good principles, and here we are, let alone a human being, but we're devouring other living entities, right? We're not supposed to touch things that are blood, bone, you know, things like that. We're supposed to bathe when you're passing, you know, and we didn't do any of that, right? We just jump right into bed. So you just think about these principles, right? So trying to build a contrast, because there's a pastime with Kuvera, and this is an Akadashi pastime, and he had a servant that was supposed to have been picking flowers and, you know, doing things of that nature, and he was enjoying with his wife. So he got cursed too. Right, he was cursed to become a goblin, hobgoblin, and so he was so disturbed. But due to his fortune, maybe his destiny, he ran into a saintly person, a rishi, and because he was able to do that, no, I don't think that was the case. I think the case was that he stayed up. He happened to have been on a Kadashi night. He stayed up all night. He was freezing. Right, he stayed up. He was freezing. And it was near jaw for him. So as a result of that, he was able to get his position back. There are many stories like that in the Bhavishya Purana. I think it's like that. There's a lot of pastimes like that. So you see hundreds of those cases take place. So if we really properly look at it, we actually see its mercy. It's one, the super soul is directing Vishishta, whoever, to do these particular acts. Because if you really think about it, and you said it nicely, here's this person. He's coming from this lineage. Great personalities. You know, sometimes we think we're so great, right? We think we're great personalities. I did all this service. Or we look at a devotee, he's done all this service, and look, and he failed. They are lessons for us for compassion. Not simply for the other person, but we often don't even have compassion for ourselves because of the circumstances that we're in. I have this addiction. I did all these things and I have this addiction. We have no compassion for ourselves. We don't understand the destiny because we're thinking, I'm the doer. And the Bhagavad Gita says there's five causes to any action, right? And we're thinking we're the doer, right? We really have to rely on mercy. So whether Vasishtha is cursing, that's mercy. Or whether it's Krishna, or making, and ultimately it's Krishna making the arrangement, we have to find the mercy in the story and the application to us. So we're actually, I read this and I'm just like, wow, that could have been me. Maybe it was me at some point. It's a similar story. But look at where we are now. So we're the beneficiaries, right? Bhaktaram yagya tapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram. So we're looking at the benefactor and the beneficiaries. So we benefit from these Bhagavatams because we can connect, like you're saying, wow, this is amazing that this can happen to a person of this stature. We have no recollection. You know, from what I understand, we fall into the material world, we take the, you know, position of Brahma. So if we were all Brahmas, look at us now. So, and because we did so many abominable things, and then we're trying to come, now we're getting this mercy. And some would say it was worth it, because maybe I couldn't move back to Godhead from the position that I was in, but I have all ample opportunity to do it from this spot. So it's a great discussion, you know, to have and start to reflect on that, you know, how do I relate to that? I don't even remember my past and the things I did and the abominable things I did, right? Maybe I was working in a slaughterhouse. It's abominable, right? Or maybe I was working in a grocery store. I'm in that chain of slaughtering, you know? And then I got it on my table. So we really think about it. He had, it didn't say he ate the meat. It just said he served it. Right? It was there for service. What did we do? We ate it. Same thing. Taking care of his kingdom, taking care of the wives, following regular principles. We weren't doing any of that. Sometimes we fall from that. Yet, we get the mercy. So in some respects, in this Kali Yuga we talk about, there's nothing good in this. We have the holy name, and we have the association, and we have good people as yourself and others here that can reflect on these pastimes and do application. This is applied technical science. You can take this and apply the techniques. Like Prabhu was saying, you know, the distinction between enthusiasm. We have something to be enthusiastic about. Wow, what a great story. We can tell the story. We can personalize the story. Right? We can see ourselves in it. We can actually, if we decide on the next festival, let's do the play on this story. Right? I get to play for Shishta and you get to play. You know? And people, they can get into that. And we get a deep, as we assume the roles of these personalities, then we get even a deeper realization what that's all about. There's so many different ways we can approach this, but the idea is to kind of lift our consciousness so that we go, yes, this is a very difficult age we're in. Very, very difficult. But there's some hope. And we took the right turn, and now we're appreciating the devotional destiny that we're on. So hopefully I touched on some things that, yeah, Hare Krishna. Okay, well, it's 8:36. I don't know if anyone else had a question. The boss can tell me what to do, so I'm his servant. So, but if we don't have any other, you had a question? Don't ask me about the south side. That memory's almost gone.
We're haunted by our past.
Yes, we are.
But in regards to the enthusiastic thing that you said, I remember Srila Prabhupada, one devotee told him, he says, Prabhupada, I'm just not enthusiastic. And Prabhupada says, just be enthusiastic and it'll come.
Yes.
So I think he said, fake it till you make it.
Yes.
Okay. So that kind of just, I really just remember that Prabhupada saying briefly, you know.
Yeah.
But thanks.
Yeah. I mean, this is last point. I want to be a carpenter. Right? So at the beginning, I'm no good. I can't be the master carpenter. I can aspire to be an apprentice. So as I go through the stages, it's a process. It's an educational process. See? It's all education. It's training. We have to train to love. So this idea, and I hope you guys use this. Please use this, right? When I'm preaching, assistant preaching, I'm not a preacher, I'm assistant preacher, I'm assisting Srila Prabhupada, right? So when I'm doing that function, and people says, well, you know, these different kinds of religions, and what's your religion? I'm saying, wait a minute, first of all, I don't have a religion. And secondly, there aren't any different religions. So I said, let's do the etymology of the name religion. What does the prefix stand for? Re. Re means to do over. Legion means to group. And we were talking about this the other day. Religii, connecting the ligament. It's real simple. We're trying to reconnect. Who? Krishna. Radha. Love. We're trying to connect to our propensity to be loving. We've forgotten how to do it. That's what this process, if you want to summarize our Krishna conscious process, sarva dharma pratyagya, right? Krishna is asking us, give up all varieties of religion and surrender unto me. Because he's the object of our yoga. That's what real yoga, that's love. Yoking, putting the horse with the cart so that you can travel. You can go somewhere, but we're unhooked. We're unyoked, right? We're a yoga, right? We're not connected. So we do all these asanas and things like this, siddhas. We do these things. That's just a technical process. So the same thing applies when we're actually trying to be enthusiastic. It's a process so that we can bring the... Oh, I can't feel anything in my legs. I can't... My fingers, I can't feel anything. We're trying to get the feeling back. And when you have the feeling, then you can taste, you can see, you can hear. The senses become enlivened. So we're pure. It's a purificatory process. So we have to remember that. So that's what we're trying to achieve. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srimad Gamantaraj ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gaura Paramanande. Here we go.